You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there. How's it going?
It is going great. All right, so we're mid-November. I have an interesting question for us. What is your go-to fall snack while prepping for Sunday?
Ooh, I love snacks. If you guys don't know that.
That's why I like to ask you the snack questions.
So my fall snack. Okay, so when I think of a fall snack, I don't know why, but I think of kettle corn. It may be because we like to go to Branson, Missouri, mm-hmm. Silver Dollar City, and they have kettle corn there. And we usually go in the fall. And mm-hmm. so that's something that I look forward to getting every year is just some fresh kettle corn.
Ooh, Trader Joe's has this really good maple sea salt kettle corn in the fall.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good.
Yum. Yeah.
So if you're looking for a Trader Joe's snack this fall, that's a good one.
Hey, I stock up. Remember that.
Yeah. It's delicious. But that's actually, so that's a go-to fall snack in general for me. But mm-hmm. when I'm prepping for Sunday specifically, because, well, not during the week, but when I'm like at the church, like gathering all the things for Sunday morning, my go-to snack is Goldfish, because that's what
absolutely.
You can find.
What else ministry. Would you find?
Exactly. So that's just sort of my standard Sunday school snack. All right, let's talk about Unit 15, Session 3, which is titled God Promised a New Covenant. And this is focusing on Jeremiah chapters 17 and 31. So Suzanne, why don't you share a big idea and story points for this session?
We've learned about some of the prophets God sent to Israel to warn them of their sin, yet these people did not listen. Eventually, the northern kingdom was destroyed and the people were taken captive to Assyria. Judah, the southern kingdom, was all that remained of God's people. While Judah had some good kings who led the people to worship God, after the good kings died, the people returned to worshiping idols. God sent prophets to Judah to tell them to repent of their sin. This week, we'll learn about another prophet, Jeremiah, who told God's people to repent and also shared the hope of a new covenant. So our story point for this week for preschool is God promised forgiveness to those who trust in him. And the story point for kids is God promised his people a new covenant and forgiveness of sin forever. Now we'll talk about some different activities this week that may need a little extra prep or instruction. And so this week for preschool in our preschool worship guide, there's an activity called work puzzles. And so this activity calls for people puzzles. And so if you don't have any puzzles of people, one thing that you could do is print some pictures offline or use pictures of people from preschool friendly magazines, and you can count those or cut those out and kids can put them together.
That is a great idea. I know I'm thinking about my own preschool classroom, and we have one person puzzle, and it's a ballerina that you change out her tutu. So I'm not sure that that's, I guess that's a job. So that could
be a ballerina as a person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And a ballerina as a person for sure.
But if you needed more, just print off some pictures. You can laminate those and put them in a Ziploc bag.
And then we could use them for many mm-hmm. sessions. Mm-hmm. Good idea. All right, in younger kids, there is an activity called Edible Hearts, and just make sure to post an allergy alert with foods being used for this one. In kids worship, there's a group demo, and as we always say with all group demos, make sure you practice it beforehand, but specifically practice this one, because you're going to want to make sure that your dry erase marker will actually erase the permanent marker ink, or else you're going to have to teach through that mistake.
Yes.
And in midweek, there is a group demo called The Power Source, and this activity requires you to be relatively close to a power outlet. So if that doesn't work with your space, an alternative would be to use a flashlight with batteries that can be removed. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And this story is a really exciting foreshadow of the new covenant. It makes me wonder what the original listeners understood from Jeremiah's message. I just wonder how those words were heard by them. It's so different for us to be able to look back and see how obviously it's pointing to the new covenant, right? And what that new covenant's going to look like. this is a great story to compare the old covenant and the new covenant with kids. We also get a really amazing word picture of what sin was like before the new covenant. The Bible story says the sin of the people of Judah is like words carved into a stone. It can't simply be wiped away. And Jesus came to wipe away that permanent sin forever. His solution is permanent. And that is amazing and a really important truth for kids to understand how different it is for us to live in the new covenant versus the old covenant.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, and I'm reminded too that this week the kids will hear the word covenant. And so it may be good to explain that a covenant is a promise for some of our kids that may not be familiar with that word. And as I was reading through the preschool Bible story, the older preschool Bible story, there was a phrase that stood out to me. And it says, even when we try to do what's right, we cannot always do it on our own. We need God. And that resonated with me as a grown-up. But I think also for preschoolers and kids, you know, they know what it means to ask for help. Maybe they need help tying their shoes. Maybe they need help reaching something that's really high on a shelf. But this week is a great opportunity to also remind them that we can ask God for help too, and that He is there and that He always listens. And maybe we need help making the right choices, or maybe we need help being kind to that person that is not always kind to us, that God, He's there and He hears and He's there to help.
It's a really good reminder. It's also a great opportunity for us as adults to talk with kids and preschoolers about how we need God for help. Yes. You know, I think kids can, especially preschoolers, can see adults as people who are able to do everything for themselves. Mm-hmm. But just to sort of, in humility and at an age-appropriate level, share some ways that we as leaders go to God for help. I think that could be a really great conversation with the kids in our classes. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.